Some of Australia's most powerful media bosses have descended on federal parliament to vent their frustration over proposed media law reforms. They've told a Senate inquiry the bills will give the government the power to meddle in the media and could lead to a High Court challenge. The Communications Minister, Stephen Conroy, wants the legislation through both houses this week, but he's still unable to clinch the support of the key crossbenchers, Tony Windsor, Rob Oakeshott, Andrew Wilkie and Peter Slipper. All four say they're watching today's Senate inquiry closely. Anna Henderson reports from Parliament House.
Commercial media barons have come to Canberra to fight the government's proposal for newspaper regulation.
I can only recall legislation passed in this haste in the wake of 9/11.
Seven West Media's chairman Kerry Stokes has told the hastily convened Senate inquiry the legislation is uncalled for and unprecedented.
I have never seen anything so intrusive. This legislation allows for says on the restructure of our company. This legislation goes beyond anything I've ever seen anywhere else that's been put up.
Fairfax Media Chief Executive Greg Hywood has raised particular fears about the danger of putting in place a new government-appointed public interest media advocate.
The practical application of this legislation is that it sets up a model where a minister of the government can pick up the phone to his own appointee and say, fix it. Fix it being, get the media off our backs.
And the power it would give individual ministers to control the message that's printed about them.
Every person in a leadership position in the media has been on the receiving end of such calls from ministers and staffers.
And under questioning from Coalition Senator Simon Birmingham, News Limited Chief Kim Williams has repeated his threat to take the government to court if the laws are passed.
So News Limited is reserving its position in regards to whether it would go to the High Court and challenge the viability of these laws?
In the event that these laws are passed, we will immediately be seeking leave to appeal to the High Court.
But the Communications Minister, Stephen Conroy, has repeatedly rejected the suggestions the media advocate will be subject to political influence. He says the aim is to have an independent oversight of the existing press council.
A press council that will actually look after the interests of ordinary Australians.
The opposition leader, Tony Abbott, broke into question time in the lower house to demand the government reconsider.
Madam Speaker, I move that so much of standing and session law just be suspended, as would prevent the Leader of the Opposition from moving the following motion forthwith. That this House condemns the Prime Minister for yet another display of poor judgment by attempting to ram wide-reaching media reform legislation through the Parliament without proper consideration and at the risk of damaging Australia's reputation as a nation that regards freedom of speech and freedom of the press as a cornerstone of our democracy. Yeah. Now,
Julia Gillard says the laws go nowhere near those in place in countries that are ranked as having the best press freedom arrangements in the world, as judged by the international organisation Reporters Without Borders.
The country in first place in their list as best on freedom of the press is Finland, which has specific laws which dictate to media organisations that they must provide a right of reply and correct factual errors. What the government is proposing is far, far, far less interventionist than that.
But Tony Abbott's not satisfied.
The public interest media advocate, this government's version of the Ministry for Truth, will be vetting every aspect of the media in this country.
And neither is the Coalition's communications spokesman, Malcolm Turnbull.
This has to be debated, considered by committees, discussed by the Parliament in every way, and concluded by Thursday afternoon. This holds the Parliament and the people we represent, the people of Australia, in the utmost contempt.
The Leader of the House, Anthony Albanese, says he can't understand Malcolm Turnbull's position, considering his own complaints about the media.
This is a guy who stood up here and just lectured us about relationships with the media and free speech. The same person who sued the Sydney Morning Herald over a piece involving allegations about an ex-girlfriend's cat.
But the Coalition maintains the government doesn't want the laws to protect the public, rather it wants to use the legislation to protect itself.
Their concern is not about diversity, their concern is about opinion. Yeah. They don't like getting a shellacking in the press. But they get it on air, they get it in the pubs, they get it in the clubs, they get it in the streets, they get it all around the country, and they get it, Madam Speaker, because they so richly deserve it.
That's the Coalition's communications spokesman Malcolm Turnbull ending Anna Henderson's report.